Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The largest union at the Boston Globe, the Boston Newspaper Guild, has rejected a new contract with a paper's owner, the New York Times Company. The contract would have cut salaries by 10% and slashed health benefits, pension, and retirement plans, saving $10 million. The Guild says the Times must do better, but the Times says it's not going back to the bargaining table and instead will cut pay for Guild members by 23% effective next week. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov has been following this story for weeks now and joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning and thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
So break it down for us. How did they vote?
Well, the vote was very close, 277 against and 265 for. The Guild is made up of about 700 members, half from the editorial side of the operation, half from the business side. And the classified and ad side were pretty strongly and vocally against this deal. It was the reporters and editors who seemed more resigned, more accepting of it. The voting was secret, so I don't know how it broke down in the results. But from talking with union members, the building was pretty much split in half, and this vote shows it.
Why was it rejected? Of those talking, what are they saying?
Well, the people I spoke with voted against it essentially because they believe they can negotiate a better deal. Remember, this was not a tentative agreement with the union that the paper and the union came to. The other major unions agreed to a tentative agreement and they passed it by their whole membership. The Guild did not agree to this. They just offered the company's proposal to its members for a vote. And even though Guild President Dan Totten didn't run a campaign to vote against it, he made it clear he was voting against it because he wants to go back to the bargaining table, as he said last night after the vote.
We hope that the New York Times sees the value of what the Boston Newspaper Guild did. The threat should no longer continue, and the talking needs to start, and it needs to start soon.
But the New York Times Company isn't talking about continuing negotiations. Here's Boston Globe spokesman Bob Powers.
Because of the vote to reject the proposal, we have reverted back to our what we call the alternative final record proposal. It was a 23% wage reduction, effective next week.
Yes, and the paper said last week the bargaining is over. They'll not reopen these negotiations because, to quote from a letter from publisher Steve Ainslie, our financial situation is too urgent.
After the vote yesterday, the Times Company sent a letter to the Guild saying it's going to cut, as we mentioned before, pay by 23% for all Guild members starting next week. Can the Times do that?
Well, the Times is declaring the negotiations are at an impasse with this contract rejection, so they can do this if it is really at an impasse, and that's what's going to be in dispute here. The union hinted last week that it will sue if this happened, so this disagreement will most surely move to the courts and possibly the National Labor Relations Board, so it could go on for a while. And essentially, the New York Times began to prepare for this move about a month ago, if you remember when the two sides were negotiating against that deadline with the threat to shut down the paper. So before this proposal came out that the Guild just rejected, the Times put forth what it called its final record proposal, which is a negotiating term meaning that if the other proposal was rejected, they could declare an impasse and make this their final offer. So the union is likely to sue and say the Times didn't negotiate in good faith, and thus this final proposal isn't legal, but it would be very hard to stop the company from imposing this wage cut next week.
So what happens next inside the Boston Globe?
Well, this vote will surely throw the paper into turmoil. The New York Times threatened this 23% pay cut last week, but I think no one really believed they wouldn't go back to the negotiating table and talk about another deal instead of implementing this severe cut. I think it's going to shock many people. I spoke with reporter Marcella Bombardieri, who did not vote for the new contract because she thought the pay cut was too severe, and now she's very worried about the consequences.
Imposing a 23% pay cut is going to have a really negative and, I think, obvious impact on the product. I mean, people are going to be devastated. They're going to be very distracted and upset, and some of them will have to quit so they can go pay their bills, and that's not going to be good for the newspaper.
Other Globe employees said the wage cut is something they'll just have to deal with, and they sound like they're dug in for a long fight. You know, this vote was intensely personal, and I spoke with many people who were on the fence up until the last day, and I imagine it's going to be a very uncomfortable day today at the Globe. Many people are upset with the way the union management went about negotiating this deal, and of course, they're extremely upset with the Times Company for, as one person told me, being a rotten parent company.
What about the Times' threat to close the Globe if it didn't get contract concessions?
That appears to be off the table. That was the threat from the beginning that started this whole union negotiation. And the Times had been saying if all the unions didn't agree to these contracts, that's what would happen. But that does not appear to be in the cards right now. What we're looking at is a very steep wage cut for Guild employees at the Globe.
WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov continues to cover the story for us. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.